We went to the mecca of Qatari sports, the state-of-the-art Aspire Sports Academy, to ask about the treatment of workers building the World Cup. Aspire's chief, Khalid Al-Sulatin, told us that the reports of poor working and living conditions were exaggerated.
If the conditions of foreign workers are not as bad as some of the reports imply, what is the truth of the conditions?
You go yourself and investigate it. You will see them living in a very, you know, comfortable, healthy environment.
Comfortable and healthy?
Of course.
We are living
in a very healthy environment, alhamdulillah.
Mr. Al-Sulatin, with all due respect, we have gone to the camps.
You went yourself?
Yes, this week in Doha, where you have hundreds of thousands of men living in labor camps. Some of them packed into small rooms, 8 men to a room, like the one we saw. 10 men sharing a toilet, no showers. Why is it necessary to keep these men in camps at all?
And this is not happening in the United States, you think?
We don't have labor
camps.
No,
you have it.
Labor camps?
No, I'm not talking about labor camps, but issues of labor all over the world.
Have you been to the labor camps yourself, sir?
I'm not going to answer your questions.
You don't want to answer that?
Of course I don't want to answer it.
With that, we were told the interview was over.
Thank you very much.